Hello, this is George Waring, and the column I'm about to read appears in the February 15th edition of the Butte Weekly. I've entitled it, What's the Next Outrage? At this writing, the mainstream media news concerns Trump tweeting his contempt for the so-called judge in Seattle, who ruled that the Constitution required a temporary halt to enforcement of an executive order banning Muslims traveling here. Thus far, our executive agencies seem loyal to the Constitution. I'm reading columns pondering the silence of congressional Republicans. Why are these powerful Republicans tongue-tied during this time when Trump struts as Mussolini and Bannon reincarnates Joseph Goebbels? McConnell, Ryan, McCain, and Graham have all gone dark. A CBS poll showed 88% of Republican voters favored Trump's travel ban on Muslims, although a slight majority of all Americans oppose it. An article in The Hill indicated a majority of congressional Democrats really dislike Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren for demanding Democrats exercise public leadership in addressing economic inequality. In the age of Citizens United, when incumbent deal-making Democrats must appeal to wealthy donors for their TV ad money, Sanders-like populist appeals to millennials is an embarrassment. Being seen as a populist scares off super PAC funding. The fight now raging over who assumes the leadership of the Democratic National Committee mirrors this divide among congressional Democrats. Then there's the ongoing scandals concerning Trump's proposed cabinet of billionaires. Exxon CEO Rex Tillerson has been confirmed as Secretary of State, but only by a margin of 56 to 43. The vote against Tillerson's confirmation was the highest for a Secretary of State since World War II. Condoleezza Rice, by contrast, was approved in 2005 by an 85-13 vote. Henry Kissinger in 1973 by 78-7, and Dean Acheson in 1949 by 83-6. The three Democrats who voted for Tillerson are up for re-election next year. They'll need big oil super PAC money for TV ads. Kathy Mulvey, the Climate Accountability Campaign Manager at the Union of Concerned Scientists, published a column about Tillerson the day before his confirmation. Writing amidst nationwide protests against Trump's travel ban, she emphasized that Tillerson's inexperience and ignorance on refugee issues disqualified him. This was not just because of the impact Trump's actions were having on our allies, but because of climate change. We are facing the growing threat of climate-driven displacement, of people driven from agricultural lands, coastal communities, mountain villages, their homes, by drought, crop, and livestock loss, flooding, wildfires, disease, and other impacts, so wrote Kathy Mulvey. She cited Defense Department studies proving that our own military recognizes the role of climate change and extreme weather in creating scarcity, generating conflict, and displacing people. The war in Syria has its roots in the extended drought the country has faced. When Senator Cardin, the ranking member of the Foreign Relations Committee, tried to get the Exxon CEO to give some indication of his views on the U.S. refugee admissions program, Tillerson's only response was that he would work to further his understanding of that issue. Mulvey rightly asks, given the state of conflict in the world and the refugee crisis in Europe, something Trump is hoping to avoid in the United States, shouldn't the nominee for the department in charge of passports have studied up on the issue before his Senate appearance? Mulvey cited Steve Cole's recent book, Private Empire, for examples of Tillerson's experience managing foreign policy for a global corporation operating in some 200 countries and territories, Exxon's interests were sometimes at odds with U.S. national interests in Africa and Southeast Asia. During Senate floor debate, Connecticut's Chris Murphy recalled Tillerson had opposed sanctions against Russia after its invasion of Ukraine and was awarded the Order of Friendship by Vladimir Putin. Murphy concluded, "We have a president who has openly mocked human rights, who has supported vicious dictators, and a Secretary of State who has made a career of doing business with some of the worst human rights violators in the world." Senator Dianne Feinstein of California addressed Tillerson's forgetfulness concerning Exxon's lobbying Congress to oppose sanctions on Iran and Russia. She recalled Exxon joining with Shell to create a joint venture whose purpose was to conduct business with Iran, Sudan, and Syria, all under sanctions as sponsors of terrorism. Tillerson managed Exxon during that venture. Now he has forgotten. Bernie Sanders said that the U.S. needs to lead the global community in transforming our energy system and moving away from fossil fuels. Instead, Trump's policy is climate change denial. Then there's Betsy DeVos, for whose confirmation the Club for Growth is buying TV ads. Another Trump billionaire. This one's mission is shoveling public education taxes into corporate-run, for-profit schools. Destruction of education and the environment. What's next? This is George Waring, and I thank you for listening.